So what do you think we should cover? We can just do like, you know, these are like Mike's tips from China. You know, maybe you could be like the inspiration and clarification for people about China. Do you have a particular title that you could think of?
A title for
your audio that everyone will love.
I mean, I'm really fond of what I titled my blog, which is Wangerin on Rice.
Okay.
And Wangerin is the Chinese word for foreigner.
That's good.
And I thought calling my blog just White on Rice was a bit too cheesy and not serious, so I thought Wangerin on Rice would be clever.
That is very clever. You'll have to send me that in email so I know how to spell it and everything. But how do you pronounce it? Say it one more time.
I'm not 100% sure because I've never actually heard the word pronounced, but from my minimal understanding, my negligible understanding of Mandarin Chinese, it's Wangerin.
Wangerin?
Yes.
Wangerin on rice.
Yes. Or it might be Wangerin.
Wangerin on rice. We'll clarify that for the next episode.
Right.
There's your goal. You have to learn how to pronounce that word properly.
I'll do what I can.
But don't tell people you're making a blog. They might throw you in prison or something.
Oh, absolutely not. Chinese prisons are probably the worst ever.
So, Mike, you're in China now. Give us a little recap of coming out of the plane and just, you know, what you experienced from there.
Well, it was 30 hours total from bed to bed, as far as waking up, packing, moving, flying, moving, moving, waiting, flying, moving, waiting, flying, bus to bed in a hotel with plugs that don't make any sense and nonsense being spoken all around me. It's been one heck of a ride. I knew coming in that a lot of places in China had squat toilets, and I've been a Boy Scout, so that doesn't scare me too much. But in Chengdu's airport, we got there, and they didn't just have squat toilets. They had automatic flushing squat toilets. So they were full of water and would flush just like a normal one would, except there was no seat. It was just a hole in the ground. A hope you don't splash on your shoes situation. And it was, and I've got pictures, it was weird to see. It was surreal to see technology being applied to something that seems so archaic and so barbarian.
But you made it through. You survived, and you got out of the airport.
I have survived.
Now, what was your first edible item that you had in China?
The first edible item I had was breakfast this morning. They had slices of watermelon. That was exciting. But other than that, there was a collection of pickled peppers. There were a couple of almond cookies. There were some dumplings, and then there was orange juice, except it was boiling hot Tang. It tasted like Tang, and it came out boiling hot, and that was my orange juice for the morning. Apparently, they also had something they called porridge that was just tasted like grits, but I missed that this morning, so here's to hoping I can get some of that tomorrow.
Well, we'll be thinking of you and hoping that the grits or porridge comes your way in about 12 hours. Speaking of breakfast and morning, what time do you have to get up over there for your routine?
To this morning, they let us sleep in until 9, thankfully enough. Or at least our first class didn't start till 9. If we wanted breakfast, we had to be up a bit sooner. Tomorrow, I believe we start at 7:30. I don't know. My schedule's not in front of me because I'm irresponsible. But yeah, I think the wake-up call is at 7:30 and our first class is at 8:30.
Nice. And do you know the particular agenda for tomorrow's class, or is that kind of just thrown?
We are starting the morning with language training. So we're going to go immediately into a 2.5 hour language class. And from there, I believe we have another health or safety thing, because that's what they've been stressing the most, because they don't want us to get super sick or, like, you know, break something serious.
Okay, so let's give a quick rundown of the vowel sounds that you've learned so far. All right,
there are six basic vowels in Mandarin Chinese. The first is A, the second is O, the third is E, the fourth is E, the fifth is U, and then the sixth is Y.
Yeah.
I think. I'm really bad at pronouncing vowels, so that's my negligible understanding of Mandarin and how the vowels are pronounced.
I like those vowels. And then, okay, so you'll have your language training, and then will you have any free time tomorrow? Or do you have dinner back at the hotel?
I think we're done around 3:30 or 4 each day, and so at that point we have time that it's free time, and then dinner's on our own. Although at this point I don't know enough Chinese to actually order dinner on my own.
But do you think between your entire crew that you're with, you can get a meal ordered?
Yes, there are a few people here who know some Mandarin. I ate tonight with a guy who spent 4 months in Beijing on a study abroad program just a year and a half ago. So he was competent enough to, you know, order food and say please and thank you.
That's great. It's always good to have one person that seems to know what they're doing.
Yeah, if you can have one for every 10 people, you should be all right.
All right, and maybe we can make this a reoccurring segment. Just give us one item that you thought was kind of strange that was inside your first aid kit.
Inside my first aid kit, there was bug spray inside my first aid kit.
A particular brand?
I guess first aid is just kind of is just kind of something that I intrinsically just associate with being prepared, not necessarily first aid, but it was there.
Fascinating. Was it a particular brand, or was it like an actual spray?
It was called Ben's Bug Spray. And it is American, because everything in the first aid kit was packaged in California, according to the label.
California, helping you out over there. Yeah, I looked it up. Tick and insect repellent.
Yes, orange bottle.
Orange bottle. Is it the 30% DEET, do you know?
It is the 30% DEET.
It's a lot of DEET, but that'll protect you.
30. I hope so. Although, I haven't seen many bugs yet.
Just wait is, I think, what they're saying there. That's the message.
Right.
Okay, before we let you go, Mike, any final thoughts?
Hopefully by the time this is all said and done, I should have a good collection of silly signs. And I know there's sites, meme-worthy sites, that already do that, but these should be more meaningful because I took them myself.
Very true. Is there a particular...
I've bumped into a few already that are pretty bizarre.
Oh, we'll end with that. Give us one of those signs that you saw that you liked.
In the stall where there was the automatic squat toilet, there was a sign. There was a hook there, like is normal, except there was a sticker around this hook that said, "Don't hang your heavy load."
And I assume
that pun is lost in the translation, but I thought it was pretty funny.
That's hilarious. Don't hang your heavy load.
I assume that means they want you to drop it.
I assume. Yeah, drop it off. Don't take anything with you. You know, trust us. These do flush. You know, you're just going to have to take a leap of faith.
Just hope you don't splash your shoes again.
Exactly. Exactly. That'd be a good sign to see. Don't flush shoes. Oh. Well, Mike, you enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. Get some rest. Hopefully you get the porridge tomorrow.
Oh, man, I'm going to crash 4 minutes after I disconnect.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Well, we'll stay in touch. Maybe we can work out a schedule or something and see what happens.
Absolutely. And I mean, I guess I don't know. Right now in this hotel, all I have to do is plug in. There's an Ethernet jack. I don't know what it's gonna look like when I get to the host family's place, wherever that ends up being. So, right now, I guess I'll make sure I keep you up to date via email.
Sounds good, Mike. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, sir.
We'll do.
Absolutely. It was so good to talk, man.
Yes, it was a pleasure, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
Adios.
Adios. Godspeed. Oh, you don't know goodbye.
I don't know goodbye, or I would have said it.
Damn. Okay, that's our goal for next time. We'll have to learn how to say goodbye.
So. And then a definite pronunciation on the Wagerin.
Yes, and Wagerin. Wagerin on rice, or Wagerin, or we'll figure it out.
However it's said.
Okay. Talk to you later, Mike.
Adios.
Bye. Thank you.